Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Yesterday, we spent time talking about the great gains of 2011, the laws we passed, the lives we saved, and the groundwork that was laid to continue our vital work in 2012. Your work and your votes mattered and paid off. Pro-life men and women who came into office in the last election cycle worked to pass laws that save lives. In a year full of pro-life legislation all across the nation, perhaps most notable were the groundbreaking Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act laws passed in four states this year, and the powerful ultrasound law requiring that abortionists display an ultrasound of an unborn child for the mother to view before making an abortion decision. Both laws protect children and reinforce the humanity of the unborn child, keeping up front and center exactly who we're talking about when we speak about abortion. The abortion lobby actually worked to prevent these laws and chose to protect their bottom line over the health and safety of mothers and their children. Showing where their true interests lie, Planned Parenthood has worked in state after state to prevent women from being fully informed about abortion. That doesn't protect women. That protects the abortion industry's financial bottom line. Make no mistake, abortion is a billion-dollar industry, and selling abortions is easiest when women are uninformed and uneducated about the invasive medical procedure that kills unborn children and hurts mothers. Planned Parenthood Federation of America is the largest performer of abortions in the country, and for the fiscal year ending 2009, Planned Parenthood brought in $1.1 billion in revenue. That includes a third coming from our tax dollars, a whopping $363,200,000, and $404,900,000 coming from clinic income. In 2009, they performed 332,728 abortion procedures, bringing in more than a third of their clinic income. When faced with the hard numbers, it's not surprising why they work so hard to prevent any laws that empower mothers to keep their children or that inform mothers about the basic medical facts of the procedure or the development of her growing baby. Despite the active opposition from organizations like Planned Parenthood, the Right to Life movement has shed light in the darkness, passing laws requiring that abortionists give mothers all the information they deserve. We've worked to protect unborn children who are capable of feeling pain from the painful death of abortion, to allow mothers the opportunity to view ultrasounds of their children and hear their child's heart beating, to protect teenage girls who would otherwise be the victim of a secret abortion, and to provide women with medically accurate information about the abortion procedure. The abortion lobby claims, almost laughably, to protect women while simultaneously treating women as though they're unable to make educated decisions for themselves or their families. We know better than that, though. We know that there is no such thing as an unwanted child, and we at National Right to Life are so proud to be able to partner with you to make a difference in this great country. We are saving lives. 2011 has been a turning point. Groundbreaking protective laws have been passed, and more women and children than ever are being protected. Working with affiliates in all 50 states and grassroots chapters all across the country, we're working to ensure that every community aids women, welcomes children, and protects the rights of both. 2012 will be a year full of its own gains and triumphs. We will build on the great success of this year, and we are so proud to be in this fight with you. As we prepare for a major election, there is much, much more work to be done. Planned Parenthood and their allies will not stop. And neither will we. I would love to hear from you if you have stories to share or questions for me. Please contact me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. For resources, educational materials, or to catch up on missed episodes of Pro-Life Perspective, please visit our website at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.